Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. And welcome to another fine episode that started so well for WordPress plugins from A to Z. This is episode number 28, and welcome back. I am your host, John Overall, and with me is the ever-lovely, sexy...
Laura Mathis.
There you go. And we're here to talk about WordPress plugins again today. And hopefully you guys are enjoying these podcasts. It certainly seems like people are enjoying them with the downloads I'm seeing. But what would really be fantastic is all you people downloading, leave us some comments. You know, say something to us. Send us an email. Doesn't really matter. Anything. Just to know that, you know, real humans are downloading it and not just robots. So anyway... I'm going to go off here on a tangent just for a few minutes before we get into our plugins and what we've got on the show tonight. We're going to be talking about plugins for Facebook and different type of plugins that are available. And we're going to talk in particular about a couple of plugins that we find useful and the most useful plugin we've discovered for Facebook. So we'll be getting back to that. Anyway, first thing I want to ramble on about is... Today, when I was teaching one of my classes, I was going to show the wonderful Easter egg to my students, and that's the one that most WordPress users know about, and that is comparing a revision to itself and then watching WordPress explode. Well, not really explode, but, you know, throw you into the matrix. And I remember it being pretty cool on what it used to do. It looks like they've changed it sometime in the last couple of updates. I couldn't tell you when. But now what it does is it sends you through a couple of quick loops and tells you not to do it again and spanks you on the bottom and then gives you a link that takes you right back to where you started. And this is probably due in effect to... what happens when a client of yours who has no idea that it's just an Easter egg and they really didn't explode their website up by comparing a revision to itself and watching the screen turn white then telling them the Matrix has them and to follow the white rabbit and then getting the little Matrix symbols flowing down the screen. So now it sort of leads them back so that your clients don't totally freak out and wonder, oh my God, what did I do? Quick, call my developer. Oh my God, I screwed up my website. So at any rate, I just thought I'd pass along that little discovery there in case you haven't discovered it or you haven't played with that Easter egg in quite some time, which I hadn't actually. I hadn't touched it in several months. So at any rate... Also, in the news from WordPress, yesterday, WordPress 3.1.2 dropped, and it seems to have just a few updates in it, mostly security updates. Doesn't seem to be anything significant, except for the security updates, so you do want to go out there and do the update as soon as you can, simply because security updates are very important. You want to have them done as quickly as feasible for all your websites. And next thing on the list as far as news goes, there's a pretty interesting article I discovered, thankfully to my Paperly response thing, which of course my Paperly is, you can find my Paperly at WordPress Rockstars Daily from Paperly, or you can also find my other one, which is WordPress Plugins Daily. And you can go check those out. They get some really good articles. Or you can simply follow me on Twitter at AuntConSu and get that regular feedback. Anyway, the first article I want to discuss is, it looks like there is a way to take your WordPress website, or more appropriate would be to set up a brand new domain, and turn the WordPress website into a wiki website. And it can be done with this great plugin here, which is a wiki plugin. Allows you to set yourself up a instant wiki. No problem whatsoever. I haven't tried it yet, but it looks pretty cool. Looks pretty easy. There will, of course, be links in the show notes to it, so you can go check it out, have some fun, maybe play with it. Who knows? You might even enjoy it. And what else we got in the news? You got anything in the news there, Laura?
No, I was too busy playing. I got a new iPhone over the last week or two, and I've been downloading apps like crazy, and this week I just, well, the last day or two, I discovered that I could link my computer and my iPhone and everything all together so that I could control my computer and I could link up my OneNote to it and then I could send it to you. And
oh, so you found out all about the really cool stuff.
I was having a lot of fun playing this week. That is my weekly news. I did find the WordPress app too, so that I can check the stats on my site. And...
Sorry, I've just got sidetracked. I've got the TV running over here in the corner, and I just got a piece of news on the TV. Something about Donald Trump and Obama's birth certificate.
Okay. Yeah, they've been talking all day about Obama's birth certificate.
I can't believe the U.S. is still hung up on that. But okay, let's get back to business here. You should never run the TV in the same room you're doing a podcast.
I thought you'd hit the mute button again.
No. It was like I couldn't believe it. So, okay, well, we now know that you have become an Uber geek with your iPhone there. And
yeah.
You keep adding more and more podcasts, more and more
more and more apps.
More and more apps to it.
I had to spend an hour this morning organizing my apps and getting rid of the ones I didn't need.
Yeah, well,
I've gone a little crazy.
You can put a fair number on there before I think it actually will take an unlimited or apps until you run out of hard drive space, actually.
Yeah, until I run out of gigabytes.
So anyway, have fun playing with the apps. So I do have one more piece of news for WordPress. And that piece of news is about the number of people that make a living with WordPress. It seems that Matt Mullenweg has posted up an interesting post out there. And he put that post up on the WordPress development blog. That almost 20,000 people are making their living using WordPress. And that's becoming a pretty impressive number, considering what it is. And the majority of the people that make it doing WordPress do development of WordPress, which is pretty much partly what we do. I'm starting to make a living teaching people how to use WordPress.
Yeah.
And so WordPress is becoming a pretty good factor in helping to drive jobs, it looks like. Kind of cool.
That's cool.
And so if you want to include yourself in it, follow the link in the show notes, and you can go answer the questionnaire that Matt Mullenweg has put up and check out the post. So it's kind of interesting. Pretty cool.
It's on the WordPress.org site?
Yeah, it's at the WordPress.org is the development blog. Like I said, there'll be a link in the show notes, so even you'll get that. So anyway, this week's podcast, we are going to be talking about the different plugins for connecting your WordPress website to Facebook. And as everyone knows, connecting to Facebook is very important. It's just as important to connect it to Facebook as it is to connect it to Twitter. And what you want to do with that, of course, is by having it connect up, you want it to do a couple of things. And in particular, I had to find the right plugin to do this. You want your WordPress website to, when you make a post, to post it up to Facebook. And then when people comment on Facebook, you want it to take those comments from Facebook and bring them back to your WordPress website. And there's not too many plugins out there that currently do that. And one in particular that does it very well is called WordBooker. But that'll be the last one I think we talk about. We've got a couple others in front of it. So you want to go ahead and lead us off there and talk about Facebook plugin there, Laura?
The first one that I looked at was the Facebook Page Publish. And this one, along with several of the other ones that I looked at, I noticed that this was a common thing that you have to create a Facebook application. Mm-hmm. Before you can use the plugin, you got to get an ID, an app ID, and an app secret code so that you can create it. It was kind of a pain to go in and create it all, but once it was set up, it was easy. And then I had the ID and everything to continue on. So you just each time if you add another site, you have to just create a new app for it. But this one, it actually I don't think it pulls in the comments, but it creates a nice post. The post that it puts up on Facebook is really nice, and it's easy, and it, you just have to check the box, and it does it automatically when you publish. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of a nice one.
Okay, that sounds like it's a pretty decent one. Yeah, I have run into the ones that require you to create the Facebook app, and I found them a bit of a pain in the ass. And just didn't want to be bothered to have to do that extra step.
I didn't want to do it at first, but when I realized that two or three of the plugins that I wanted to do, that I was like, all required it, I was like, I got to do it. All right, fine.
That's simply because the plugin developers didn't create an app for Facebook and decided you should have your own, is what it's all about. Because anything that connects to Facebook has to have a Facebook app. So,
well, then if you get, once you get so many followers on it, though, then your app can become, what is it? It's the same thing as like the page. Once you get like 25 people, then it becomes, you can register it or get a name for a special name or something for it.
Oh, really?
On your fan page.
Oh, cool.
I thought after you got so many people on it, and with the app, the same thing is, I think it was like 30 or 35 people on it, mm-hmm, that like it, then I don't know, it's all the Facebook incentive thing.
Yeah, but, you know, the reality is are you going to send that app out there anywhere else, because it's strictly designed for you to connect your WordPress website to your Facebook page?
Yeah.
The question I have for it, does it allow you to connect to both a personal page and a Facebook fan page?
This one, I think you can put a fan page in. I think that's what I did with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can pick your fan page or your app or your profile.
Oh, okay.
Your page or, yeah, and it lists them. Once you get your ID and your app in, then it lists all of your profiles, and you just click on the one that you want in it.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad then. So what other ones did you test?
Published Facebook. Mm-hmm. This one, I didn't like. It actually sends you to Facebook to publish your post. You click on it, but then you don't get right back into your WordPress admin. So that one's, it says it's supposed to send you back, but it didn't send me back. And when I clicked on the button to close the window, it didn't close the window either. It just, I had to go back and retype in the URL.
Okay.
So I didn't really care for that one. That one, I didn't like the way it worked.
And what else have you played with there?
Which one did I just say? Publish?
You did post, the publish to Facebook just now.
Post to Facebook. This one was, there was no settings for it. It's the same one. It just puts a button. Mm-hmm. In there for you. It was just like that other one that published to Facebook. Those two are really similar.
Right.
And it does the same thing, sends you out to Facebook, and you got to log in or either be, you know, have your page open and logged in on your browser.
Okay.
And then the other one I did was the simple Facebook Connect. Mm-hmm. This one's kind of neat. It actually does a whole lot of stuff. There's a base plugin that when you install it, it installs like 14 or 15 plugins. And you turn on the base plugin, and then there's a bunch of sub plugins that you can choose from.
Which one is that?
The simple Page Connect.
Okay.
That one is actually, and there's a lot of options. It creates a bunch of widgets. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my iPhone was vibrating.
calling yourself in pain, huh? All right.
All of a sudden, the table started moving around. Well, it started moving around on the table.
Like, starts buzzing.
Yeah. I had a message.
Okay, well, I'll...
Speaking of Facebook, it was a Facebook message.
So I'll move it along to the next one. And the next one, of course, is... these are ones that I've been using for some time. And the first one is WordBook. And I actually started using this one many months ago, probably 6 months or more. And it was the first one I used because it offered very simple ways for connecting into Facebook, setting up your customization, and allowing it to post up to Facebook. But it didn't really allow you to pull stuff back from Facebook. It was pretty limiting, I thought. And I kept wanting something better, but this was the best option I had until a few months ago, and I think it was 2 or 3, maybe 4 months ago, a new one came on the scene, and it was called, and it's called Word Booker. And I loaded it up, set it up, and it's very easy to use for the most part. To connect it to Facebook, all you simply do is you load it up, you click the button in there that says Facebook, and it asks you to sign into your Facebook. If you're not already signed in, sign in, and it connects you to Facebook. And then that's all it does for you there. But then what it does is it gives you numerous options for what you can do. It sets up, it gives you a widget to stuff into your sidebar for to create a like button or to create a fan page button, or off of my website you'll see the fan page link I have there on my front page. That is created by Word Booker. It also allows you to pull extracts from your posts to be put up to Facebook, and it allows you to determine the length of the extract from 10 characters all the way up to 400 characters. It allows you to default publish to Facebook. To publish, it also, this is one of the really cool things about it, it allows you to publish posts that are created by non-Word Booker users on your website. So for instance, if you have other users to your website and you want the posts that they create under their username to go to, say, your Facebook fan page, you can have them go there using this plugin, which is actually kind of cool. It also will show your latest Facebook activity in the Word Booker options page. It'll include a Facebook share button and a like button, both of them or one of them, into your post page. And it, you can determine the width of it in the characters. You can also set it up so it uses iframes instead of Facebook XML. You can set up the share button and like button in unique ways. You can set up the post attribute that is going to be posted up with Facebook. You can also tell it to republish a post if you edit it and it's more than X number of days old. Say, if you edit a post that's more than 30 days old, you might want to have it republished up to Facebook. You can tell this to do it. It'll republish it to Facebook if it's more than 30 days old. You can also set a Facebook status, or you can have a action links to it. You can have the description links set up. Another great feature for this is that you can not only publish to your personal Facebook page, but you can publish to your professional or your fan pages, and you can choose which fan page you want to publish to. For instance, I happen to be the manager of several different fan pages for myself and client sites, and I can choose any number, any of those fan pages to publish to. And I can also choose it to either publish just to a personal or publish just to a fan page, which I found very cool and very useful, because when I set it up on other websites, I can determine what fan page it's going to publish to and only have it published to that. There's also other little tweaks in thumbnail sizes and statuses and other little tweaks. And you can also customize the tweaks on a per post basis instead of just the universal stuff I went through. So this plugin is very complete. I'll be putting up a screencast of this plugin and how to set it up and how I've discovered to best use it and what it'll do. Now, the great thing about it also, as I've mentioned, is it not only will take your content and put it up to Facebook, but it will also take content from Facebook and bring it back down to your site. And what I mean by that is it will, you put it up there, if someone makes a comment on your web page, it gets posted to your Facebook page if that post has been posted to Facebook. And vice versa, if someone comments on your Facebook page, they'll take that comment from there and bring it to the appropriate post on your WordPress page. And this is very useful because most people have people that will only visit them on their website and then people that will only visit them on their Facebook page. So now you can get the two interacting without you having to do anything. And that's one of the things that really drew me to it, was that particular item alone. So that's WordBooker in a nutshell for the most part. I don't have anything else. Do you?
No, I think we covered them all. I think that that last one, that Simple Face Connect, that one has something to do with the comments too. There was one of the sub plugins was for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to check that one out and see how it works. It might be pretty useful. But at the moment, I've pretty much settled on WordBooker.
Yeah, that's the one I use. It's easy to use. It's reliable. It works all the time. I've never had any problems with it.
Yep. Yeah, and if you'd ever decide you don't want to use it anymore, you just go into your Facebook security settings and disallow it. And it no longer has access to your Facebook.
Yeah.
So, very good, very useful. And that would be our plugins for this week. And what else do we have to ramble about? Anything else besides the fact that the United States is hooked on this thing about Obama's birth certificate for some strange reason?
No, that's what I was wondering myself, because I'm kind of clueless when it comes to the news. I don't watch the news, and I'm just kind of starting to pay attention, especially being here at my dad's house right now, because he listens to it all the time. So I've been getting an earful lately. I've learned to avoid it just because.
I used to avoid the news based on basic principle. The only reason I caught it tonight was I didn't change the TV channel.
And as I caught all day, and I got a push message on my push message on my iPhone,
yeah.
And about Obama's birth certificate, and I'm like, why are they talking about his birth certificate? Yeah, I didn't realize it was such a big debate.
Well, it was I understand it was a big debate during the U.S. elections, which were what, 4 years ago almost?
Yeah, three and a half years ago.
It was a big thing back then because supposedly Obama's not a U.S. citizen. And I guess Donald Trump, who has nothing better to do with his money than to spend it on sending a bunch of idiots over to Hawaii to get hold of Obama's birth certificate, did exactly that. if you ever listen to this, Donald Trump, you know, you want to throw away some money, I'll happily take it over here. Obviously, you don't need your money, so send it to me.
Down Obama's birth certificate. Yeah, that's the news in the United States right now.
That's the news in the United States. Well, I think there'd be more interesting news to talk about. I got some more interesting news. You can head on over to WP Tavern, WordPress Tavern, WPTavern.com. I was listening to his podcast today. It was actually tagged on a couple of really interesting items in that. I'm over there right now looking for the show notes, but I can't seem to remember what it was. It was a very good podcast, though. If you're looking for a great podcast to listen for the one by Jeffro of WP Tavern. And I'll give you the exact name of the podcast in one half a moment. Just got to go pull it out of my ever-lovely iPhone. It's the WordPress Weekly Podcast. And it's a really good podcast. He often has a lot of really good information. And he seems to play well with all of the rock stars. The other thing, too, is one of the things he mentioned is if you haven't changed your standard dashboard settings inside WordPress, which I've changed mine all around, there is recent information from WP Tavern inside the other WordPress news down at the bottom. You'll catch things from WordPress Tavern there, along with WP Candy. And WP Candy has often got a lot of really good information out there, too. So go out there and check those out, folks. Those guys provide great information. They also produce really fantastic podcasts. Jeffro has been my inspiration for why I got into podcasting for WordPress. So in case you ever hear that, Jeffro, that's my plug to you. You know, say hi. One day I might actually start to make the WordCamps down in the States. At the moment, I only managed to get to the local WordCamp here in Victoria, and I might actually head over to the one in Vancouver this next year and see how it's going. So do you have anything else for lovely listeners out there, Laura?
No.
Any last-minute tidbits, tips?
Oh, no. I think I'm done for the evening.
You think you're done for the evening? Yeah, it is getting...
This is my tongue twisting.
It is getting pretty late out here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's pretty much everything I have, too. And so if they want to get hold of you, Laura, because, of course, you have the sexy voice, you'll be the first one they contact. How can they get hold of you?
You can reach me at my through my website at www.lauramathis.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at TefNuit. It's TefNuit.
Okay. And me, you can follow me. You can find me on my website at johnoverall.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that's I'm at AhkonSu. That's AhkonSu. And you can also find me in such obscure places as... I have to actually go look up my obscure places I'm in because they're so obscure. You can find me on Facebook at AhkonSu, Facebook / AhkonSu. You can find me on LinkedIn. Again, it's at AhkonSu. On YouTube, AhkonSu, tagged in there. StumbleUpon, I can't remember what that one is, and Dig. And there's a couple other places. Basically, just do a Google search for John Overall, and I think I dominate the front page of Google in that area. I'm pretty certain I own 7 of the top 10 spots now. So anyway, that is the end of our wonderful podcast, and we'll be taking it on out of here. And for all of you listening out there, thanks again for listening to us. Send us comments, tidbits, tips. We'd love to hear for you. If you send us an email, we might actually read it out on the podcast, and you get yourself a free plug with us. I mean, we're hitting... end of episode 28, we're heading into 29. Sooner or later, we're going to get into the big numbers and start to see some numerous listeners. So thanks a lot. Until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today listening to us. This recording is copyright 2011 by johnoverall.com that cannot be redistributed or replayed without permission from John Overall. Have a good day. Thanks.